Toto. And I've got some very special guests in with me to kick off the show. And that's an unusual way to start the show. Generally, we play you the music and we tell you all the bits and pieces that lead into what hopefully is going to be a really good edition of the afternoon show. But I love starting with good people, and in front of me right now are two of the very best Bolito people. It's Paul Naidu and Ken Chapman, both of whom represent at the moment the Lions Bolito chapter. And welcome. Nice to have you both on board for the afternoon show. Well, the start of it anyway.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
So, if we just get you a little bit closer there, Ken, you're sounding like you're speaking from Benoni. There we go. Let's just talk for a second or two about Lions in general and Bolito, the Bolito chapter in particular, because a lot of folk listening to this will be fascinated. So, Paul, you've had a long history with the Bolito Lions. Let's launch into it. What is Lions all about?
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. Basically, in a nutshell, Bolito Lions Club is in existence for in excess of 3 decades. And Lions is one simple thing they stand for is we serve. We have members at the club that work voluntarily, roll the sleeves, raise funds, and spend their money back into the community that we live in.
Where did Lions come from?
Lions, we affiliated to Lions International in America. Just to give you some insight, Lions is the world's biggest fundraising club in terms of membership. And yet some of them in the area, you asked about Lions, they said, what is Lions? They seem to know more about Rotary than Lions, but Lions boasts the highest membership in terms of members in the club.
So there's a huge international affiliation. And I know in your current clubhouse, which is in the Townsend Park precinct, if it's still there, I know there was a bit of an issue with the moving of the club.
We're going strong at the moment.
Okay.
For now, yes.
But I've seen the logos and the coats of arms of the various affiliates around the world, and it seems that Bolito has been very warmly received by Lions members wherever you go. I wanted to ask you about the benefits of being a Lion, because people, I think it's a phenomenon that is common to many fundraising and organizations that do good in the world. It's kind of, and you mentioned before we came on air that post COVID it's been difficult to attract members. Why do you think that is,
Dave? I think really you know, the world is changing, time is changing. We are struggling to get members. The focus has changed. People do a lot of work at home and they more family orientated, work from home, whereas before we used to drive to the offices and work. But nevertheless, we still have members that work at home and still join the Lions Club. The Lions Club, I think, is a fantastic vehicle to be associated with because it gives you an opportunity to serve. And what better can you do? We keep, you know, talking about the government and the authorities not doing enough. But we can't change a lot of things. But we can work around a lot of things.
And when you get people working together, it's so much more productive than individuals trying almost in a vacuum to make a difference. And I think this is where Lions has been so successful. Is traditionally, you've attracted really good people. When I say good people, not only in terms of heart and mind, but with capable people on board as well. People that have got experience in certain fields and a passion to use whatever they've got to make the world a better place. And ultimately, you think that is a huge reward, because everyone asks, what's in it for me? You know, what are I doing? Everyone's asking for. The bottom line is, I think when you achieve something remarkable, like just giving hope to people that have had very little, and you've made a difference like that, that must be the ultimate reward, surely.
It's a great sense of satisfaction, especially when we go out and hand a wheelchair to someone. And we give glasses to someone who lives and can't appreciate the surroundings because they can't see clearly. You give them glasses, you give them a wheelchair. It's so satisfying. And it also gives you a sense of inner satisfaction as well.
And you've also created an opportunity for many people in a neighboring area in Kawongo to create an opportunity for them to earn a living through using the skills that they have You've created a sewing circle or a sewing group?
Yes. What we did was there used to be a room in Kobongo that was used as an hospice, and since the clinic is there, they don't use it anymore. So we've got together with the Lions and a few companies, and we modified the whole room and created a sewing room and trained people to sew. And we had Selrose, the Edcon group, to come through, donate some machines and some training for the people. And we'd probably have about five or six people that will be sewing and make themselves self-sufficient, and they can live on it.
Well, you see, five or six people, but look at the people they support. You know, each one of those is supporting a family and extended community, and it's making an enormous difference. So these are the small things that, when you add them together, make a huge difference in the world. But often people join organizations like Lions because essentially it's a kind of fellowship and fun thing.
It does.
Is that ethos still intact?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We play hard and we work hard. The most satisfaction is when the project is over. Just to tell you, recently we had a golf day, and I must thank the community and the business sectors that when we go out to them, their arms are open to entertain the Lions Club. We made a commitment to St. Vincent de Paul. The vehicle they had was, they were struggling because it was breaking down, costing a lot of money, and they needed a vehicle to supply hot meals to housebound people that can't leave the house. And so we had a fun a golf day, and we contributed money to buying this vehicle. Initially, we budgeted to give them 65,000, but on that day, we gave them 75,000.
Wow, marvelous.
It was amazing, and we partnered with our main sponsor, that was Total from Amschlali, and we worked extremely well. So we currently have a vehicle that they're using. So that's been accomplished.
Another success story. Well, talking about fundraising and the next great adventure that the Lions are putting together, Ken, you've been sitting quietly listening to all of this and nodding sagely. Now you're on the spot, because you've been behind the initiative to raise a little bit of awareness for the Lions and some money for projects that you've got on the go by holding a wine and gin tasting event. Great combination. I can feel my head spinning already. Tell us about that.
Okay, so on Friday the 28th of July, Lions, in conjunction with Mama G's, are holding a wine and gin festival fundraiser at Amschlali Country Club. The ticket price includes entry, includes a glass, it includes snacks, it includes entertainment as well. And we had a wine tasting last year, and we attracted about 200 people, and we're hoping we can replicate that this time. It's really it's a fundraiser for Lions, and it's a fun event for all the participants.
So it's a win-win. You're doing good, you're having a good time. What's wrong with that? I think in the times that we're living in, when you have an opportunity to get together for a good cause and to have a bash, what a great opportunity. Yeah. Just repeat again, when does it take place, and how do we get involved? Do you have to book, or can you just arrive?
Okay, it is on Friday the 28th, which is a week tomorrow. It starts at 5:30 in the evening. Tickets are available online. If you Google wine and gin festival fundraiser, as one word, wine and gin festival fundraiser, it takes you directly to the ticket site, or you can email functions@amschlaliclub.co.za, or you can phone 08032 947 1181. It's all done through Amschlali Club.
So if you are in any doubt as to which portal to use, just give Tony a ring at Mama
Absolutely.
G's. Everyone knows Tony.
Yes, and he'll sort you out. Absolutely, yes.
How many tickets are still available?
To date, we've sold just over 100. The first 185 tickets, the first 150 tickets are 185 rand ahead. Thereafter, they're saying it's 200 ahead, 200 rand ahead.
So you can still get in at the
you
lower
can still
price?
Get in. Absolutely.
Whoa! Strike while the iron is hot. Get hold of Mama G's at Umkhlali Country Club and book your tickets for the wine and gin tasting. It's going to be a monstrous event. When I say monstrously good, For a good cause, you'll meet some excellent people. And, you know, you might even sign up new members on that day, because
absolutely,
when people are together having a good time, this is a marvelous opportunity to keep the flames burning. Paul, you're wanting to wrap up with something wise, I can hear.
Yeah, Dave, our president Ken omitted to say that we're going to be selling raffle tickets on that day. And there's going to be great prizes to be won.
Ah, always an incentive to add to the incentive.
So you're paying 180 rand for a good cause, but you probably walk away with maybe 500-600 rands worth of stuff.
You see, that's why Paul was one of the top movers of of wonderful motor cars. I'm sad that you're not still in that trade, Paul, because you were, you know, but I'm sure now that you've got your heart and soul on the Lions organization.
Let's serve the community.
That's the way. Good people. My very special guests, Paul Naidu and Ken Chapman from the Lions Belito chapter. Go along and support them on Friday next. Just $150 a ticket, and you will have a marvelous time. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you, Dave.
And if you missed this conversation and you'd like to catch up, it's going to be available as a podcast on our website and on our apps shortly after the show. I'll put that up so that you can get all the details and the background information. You're on the afternoon show.